It is now my privilege to introduce Bruce L. Olson, president of the Brigham Young University Alumni Association. Brother Olson will welcome these graduates into membership in the Brigham Young University Alumni Association. Brother Olson.
To those who graduated before you, you owe a great debt, a debt of gratitude, because they have used their talents and their educations to add to the reputation of the university. You and I can take pride in associating the name Brigham Young University with our own names and reputations. We can write BYU with confidence on applications to graduate schools, on resumes, on job applications, or in filling out paperwork for professional societies. The university has long been recognized for producing women and men of integrity. BYU graduates are known as outstanding employees, notable scholars, and respected leaders. You are among those who have been grounded and rooted in the gospel of Jesus Christ. President Hinckley, in media interviews, used to note that we are, as a people, not perfect. Then he would say, with a little chuckle and smile, "We make mistakes and we have failures." And then he'd add, "Yes, we do." Our claim is not that we have arrived in any state of perfection, but before us is that goal. I believe that the majority of BYU graduates the world over are worthy citizens and advocates of what is true and right. They are church members and others who live their religion the best they can and stand for a high standard of morality and conduct. This adds burnish to the name and perception of the university. It is this ideal of burnishing the university that I want to talk about for just a minute this afternoon. Years ago, I collected horse brass. Most of those pieces that I own are copies. Horse brass is about half the size of the back of a man's hand, made of brass to adorn horse harnesses. They bear family crests, likenesses of royalty, animals, and a myriad of other creative symbols. The point is, for the brass to have a sheen and a deep glow, it must be polished or burnished so that that it has that glow. And so it is with our lives. When we, as individual graduates of this institution, grow and progress, we add luster and patina to our alma mater and to the Lord's Church. Formally, today, you'll complete this phase of your education with BYU degrees. You leave this place sacred to you because of the academic and spiritual opportunities you've been afforded here. You too carry the responsibility to add burnish to the name Brigham Young University. It now becomes your time to demonstrate to your employees, your employers, your graduate school professors, your business colleagues, your neighbors, your friends, what a BYU education truly means. You'll represent the university and the church in such a way that people not only will note the talents and the character that you have, but also underline in their memory the fact that you were a product, a graduate, a representative of BYU. As Dr. Kay Hance of the Marriott School tells her students, for the rest of your life, you represent BYU, whether you're a member of the church or not, or whether you want to or not. Let me illustrate how some of the graduates of this great university have added significance and burnish to the reputation of the school named after Brigham Young. Each year, the Alumni Association accepts applications for its highest designation, the Outstanding Alumnus Award. I've served on a number of selection committees through the years with the arduous task of designating just a handful for this special honor given at homecoming time. Those who compete for this designation are from all fields of endeavor, people who have made a difference in their professions, their wards and stakes, their communities, and their families. Often their prominence and contributions have reached national, even international, significance. They don't nominate themselves. Usually it's a professional colleague, a family member, or a fellow alumnus who recognize the exceptional contribution of the former BYU student. Stop and think for a moment what your achievements in your chosen profession may be in the next 25 or 30 years. What difference will you have made in your own families, in your communities, in the church itself, in your professions, or in your service to mankind? I want to share with you a few comments made about one of our graduates who, through a life of service, has helped to burnish the name BYU. This comment was written by one of her 7 children, 6 sons and 1 daughter, who nominated their mother for the Distinguished Family Service Award. They wrote, "She graduated from BYU in 1958 and went to law school at Duke University. Because of a long-distance courtship with our father, she moved to Illinois and graduated from the University of Illinois as a lawyer. During this time, they married, and upon graduating, our mother decided not to begin a law practice because she was expecting her first child. Her priority was family." The letters of recommendation noted that tragedy struck this family in 1993 when an accident took their father. It was then that the awarded nominee assumed the role as head of the household and monitored the family construction business as secretary treasurer. Her family further notes that she has served in virtually every church organization and calling, including Relief Society president twice, both stake and ward young women's president, and primary president as well. When her daughter reported her mission to the High Council, the stake president asked this outstanding mother and BYU grad where she had sent her children on their missions. After her reply, with tears in his eyes, the stake president noted, "Sister, you have sent your children to all parts of the world to teach the gospel, and the men and women of this world honor your name. As a graduate, when you bring quiet or herald an honor to your own lives, you add honor to the university, to the church, and to our eternal Father in whose image we are created. As your reputation grows for the good that you do and the service that you render, the reputation of BYU grows brighter and brighter. In the Doctrine and Covenants in the 50th section, it teaches us, that which is of God is light, and he that receiveth light and continueth in God receiveth more light, and that light groweth brighter and brighter unto the perfect day." Let me mention another graduate who will be honored here on the campus in October. He has also added luster to BYU. This award recipient has served as the president of a university, the dean of a law school, chaired a major commission for the United States government, raised a wonderful family, and served in the church. He, too, once sat among those graduating from BYU. Through his career and service, he has added burnish to the name Brigham Young University. From the early days of BYU, the BYU Academy, presided over by Carl G. Mazur, came a justice of the United States Supreme Court, George Sutherland. From the days of President Franklin S. Harris came Ezra Taft Benson, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture and President of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. From the days of President Cecil O. Samuelson will come from your very class, mothers and fathers of distinction, leaders of the church, men and women of such standing that people will say, he or she is a graduate of Brigham Young. You will have added to the luster and reputation of your alma mater. You will have burnished the sacred name of Brigham Young University. As the president of the Brigham Young University Alumni Association Board of Trustees or Directors, I hereby confer on each of you lifetime membership in the Brigham Young University Alumni Association. Some 370,000 alumni worldwide join me in offering our congratulations and welcome to you. Throughout your lifetime, you'll have many opportunities to join with alumni groups across the world in meaningful activities associated with this great university and in accomplishing much good. May the class of 2008 burnish Brigham Young University is my prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.